So today we have a new essay, and in this essay, essay seven, Rabbi Cook talks about the battery power of the Jewish people. What is it that gives us our zest and oomph? And let's start and just kind of identify the text that I don't see. Second, I'll share screen. Hope this will work. And here we got it. Bimamkea geniza shel neshama, nikach et ha'or asher yechaye et ha'am kulo. Now, here Rabbi Cook is writing this at the initial stages of the secular Zionist movement, and they're all looking for the power to do. I mean, it seems like a really kind of overwhelming mission to establish the Jewish state in Israel. When we look back at it in retrospect, as well, yeah, that's what we did. We just asked England, please, can we have a state? And they said, yeah. It seems like kind of very simple kind of thing, very just natural. Of course, we'll do that. But there's been no other country that's ever done such a thing, that after it ceased to exist, it just went back to exist again. That doesn't happen. And here, looking at the other side of things, like how do we go about doing this? It seems like such a formidable task to turn the Zionist movement into a Zionist state. So here Rabbi Cook is saying, well, where do you get the power to do this? And he says that we're going to take the light that we need as fuel to aspire, to empower us, to give us the passion necessary with which to bring the Zionist movement into fruition. We're going to take this from the treasure house of the neshama. That means that it's not only the neshama, but there's like a deep part of the neshama that has light. So in the deep part of the neshama, that's where we're going to get the light for no less than the Zionist movement. Now, this is definitely in stark contrast to the Rebbe Misatmer, who sees the secular Zionist movement as evil incarnate and the establishment of the State of Israel as an establishment of Satan. And here, Rabbi Cook is explaining that the source and the battery power for secular Zionism is from the deep treasure house of the soul of the Jewish people. Laha'amido al raglav. This is where we're going to get the initiative and the power to stand on our feet. It's very interesting that he uses that expression, la'amido al raglav, to stand on his feet, because there's an interesting medrash that talks about how first man was created. And it says that every hour, another aspect of him came to being. And at first, his body was molded, and then it says that on the fifth hour, he stood on his feet, like Rabbi Cook says in this sentence. In the sixth hour, he received the neshama. Every hour, he went through a process. So the Vilna Gaon has an interesting way of identifying the 6 days of creation with the 6,000 years of history, doing it very exact one to one, so that you take 1,000 years and you divide it by 24 to get 24 hours, then you'll know how many years are in each hour. And by doing that, you come to the year 1948, in the year of the establishment of the State of Israel, 5,708. That's the year that the Medrash says that is corresponds to the fifth hour of the sixth day, when first man stood on his feet. And that's exactly what Rav Kook is saying. He's describing it beforehand. He's saying that this is what it means for the Jewish people to establish a state. It means for the nation to stand on its feet. And Rabbi Cook sees this as a parallel to the individual. And just like an individual stands on his feet with the power of his vitality, and the difference between standing and not standing is the soul. There's very interesting medrash that has a discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Trunus Rufus. And Trunus Rufus is saying to Rabbi Akiva, well, what does the world stand on? And Rabbi Akiva says the world stands on spirit. And Trunus Rufus says, that's such a wimpy answer. You should have told me pillars of iron or pillars of marble, and I would have listened. But when you say spirit, it just doesn't work. And then he says, well, you know what? If you give me two camels and servants, I'll show you. So I'm sorry, one camel and a servant. And he says, take a scarf and wrap the scarf around the neck of the camel, and have two slaves hold it on each side. And he does. He says, now tell the camel to rise. The camel rises. Tell the camel to sit. The camel sits. And he says, well, now tell them to pull on each side of the scarf. So each one pulls on each side of the scarf, and they choke the camel, and the camel dies. He says, okay, well, now tell the camel to rise. He says, well, he's dead. He can't do it. So, okay, well, what's the difference between now and before? It was only spirit. Nothing physical changed. So you see that just like the spirit can keep the camel standing, so the spirit is what keeps the entire world on its feet. Well, this is kind of Rabbi Cook is continuing the discussion of Rabbi Akiva with Trunus Rufus and explaining that Mimam ke'agni zashel neshamani kachet ha'or asher yechayet ha'am kulo la'amido al raglav, that the power that the Jewish people need to stand on their feet will be taken from the depths of the treasury of our neshama. So there's some deep, deep treasure house hidden well in our neshama, and from there we're going to be able to unleash the wellspring of light that is going to allow us stamina and stature and a posture that we'll be able to stand on our feet. Koach ha'chayim olech hu umitgaber. Rabbi Cook is seeing the Zionist movement as a manifestation of this light, and he's saying that the vitality of the Jewish people is returning, and once again, it is increasing in its magnitude. Hu poretz lo et nitivotav. And this vitality is what is forcing the Jewish people to a renaissance and to establish the machinations of the Zionist movement. Aval anu tzrichim lechkor et tochnit rucho. We have to investigate and research the format of this spirit, of the Koach Chaim. Hashifa l'ruach HaKodesh Elyon. Woohoo! Now here Rabbi Cook really goes high, and he says that the aspiration for lofty Ruach HaKodesh, for the return of prophecy. Ruach HaKodesh hamidame l'ruach giborim ezorei koach Elohim sh'haya lanu b'yamim mikedem v'et asher hikira ha'uma et atzma begaloi hi mitgaberet ve'olechet. Now, here's a very interesting concept that Rav Kook calls the power of the Jewish people to return and have a prowess and valor. This is a power that he sees as Ruach HaKodesh. There's a very interesting Rambam. And the Rambam in Morin Nevuchim says that there are 11 levels of Ruach HaKodesh. And he says the first level, it's a very simple, simple level. And he says that when an individual has a desire to save the Jewish people, and he wants to help them physically and take care of the enemies of Israel, this is considered Ruach HaKodesh. And the Rambam identifies the verse in the book of Judges that talks about the judge, Samson, where it says that Samson hechel ruach Hashem lefa'amo b'machane Dan, that the spirit of God was upon him in the camp of Dan. So you might think that it means that Shimshon HaGibor, the great Samson, was also a prophet, and he would spend his time singing psalms and saying, oh, I see in the end of days that this and this will happen. Well, the Rambam, when he sees this verse, understands it, that it means that Shimshon, Samson, is just going to be a powerhouse of passion to vindicate the Jewish people from their enemies. And he says, I'm not going to tolerate this, that the Philistines are ruling over us. And he was like a one-man show, a total loner. He was the only one who thought that way and wanted to do something about it. And he wasn't just going to stay idle. So the Rambam identifies that spirit of Shimshon as the spirit of Hashem. That is Ruach HaKodesh. And the Rambam, as a result, brings this as an example of the lowest level of Ruach HaKodesh, of prophecy. And he says, well, yes, it's a spirit that comes from above. And sometimes in the lower manifestations of this light and spirit, it appears in the form of valor. It's a very interesting article written by Rav Tzvi Yehuda regarding Yom HaTzmaut. Yom HaTzmaut is celebrated in Merkez Arav, and they came under attack by the Haredi authorities because there's a Rashi in the Gemara that talks about Hanukkah. And the Gemara asks, my Hanukkah, what is Hanukkah? And Rashi says, Al Ezenes Kavuha. What was the miracle that because of this miracle, they established Hanukkah as a holiday? So Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, the Chidah, in his work, cites this Rashi and says that in order to make a holiday, you need a miracle. And that's the question in the Talmud regarding Hanukkah. Well, what miracle occurred on Hanukkah that they decided to make a holiday? And then the Gemara answers the story of the lost oil and how it lit for 8 days. As a result, the ultra-Orthodox community is attacking Merkez Arav and the religious Zionist movement and saying, well, how could you make a holiday on Yom HaTzmaut? There was no miracle. And there, Rabbi Cook has a very interesting rebuttal to this argument. And he has an article talking about Tokef Kedushato Shel Yom HaTzmauteinu, the absolute holiness of Yom HaTzmaut. And in his article, he writes that the miracle that occurred was the fact that Ben-Gurion had enough guts to declare the state of Israel. And that, again, when we look back at it, it seems like a done thing. Well, okay, why do you need guts to do that? It's, you know, it seems kind of a by-the-way thing. But at the time, it was a ridiculous decision to make. And it was a super gutsy decision. And it goes together with the valor of all of the soldiers that are fighting in the War of Independence. He sees this also as a return of the valor. And Rabbi Cook is also identifying this return of valor that began in World War I. And during World War I, there were already Jewish soldiers who fought as part of the British Army. And Rabbi Cook sees this as the beginning of the return of Jewish valor. And this is a wonderful, wonderful experience and a wonderful return. One of the curses of the exile is that we will be afraid of every rattling leaf and we will run and no one will be chasing us. And unfortunately, it is. It was part of our personality, and it was our the way we were characterized by the nations of the world as those who were scared. And when you see the pictures and the movies and the documentation of what happened during the Holocaust, you can see just millions and millions of Jews that just did not have the idea of fighting. Today, Israelis look at this and they say, well, why didn't they do anything? They just can't understand it. They can't come to grips with the fact that these are Jewish people and what's wrong with them? Like, it's obvious if there's one of them. So you just do a Rambo and you just steal their guns and kill them. What's the problem? And the way Israelis look today at these pictures is just so different. And that in itself is what Rav Kook is describing, that it is divinely instilled within the posture of the Jewish people. And it's a form of Ruach HaKodesh. It's the return of the Holy Spirit to the Jewish people in the form of valor. And this is what Rabbi Kook is identifying in World War I. And it continues after World War I through up to World War II, in wake of World War II. Again, on one hand, you have all of the Jews who are dying in the Holocaust, and on the other hand, you have all of the Jews who are fighting for their lives in Eretz Yisrael. Today, it's something unbelievable, like the valor and the absolute courage of the Israeli soldiers, and to do what they're doing without any fear, just going and doing it. It seems. It's just an unbelievable manifestation of valor and courage. And Rabbi Kook is identifying this too as a gift given by Hashem, that we have the proper posture with which to contain this magnificent God-given valor. Let's go on. Derech hazramata hi poretzet darim. Now, this aspiration for vitality, when it begins to flow in the real world, sometimes it can break the status quo. Ki mocheket tzurot shel tmimut regila. As a result, you're going to have a new Jew, and you're going to have a Jew who is full of chutzpah. One of the signs of the Messianic era is that chutzpah yazgeh. You're going to have people with a lot of chutzpah, because the valor is just going to be turned on full volume. And as a result, people are not going to be able to contain themselves within the given place that they're supposed to be. And as a result, they're going to overuse their passion for valor and destroy mechanisms and constructions that were previously put in place for the benefit. And as a result, they're going to also destroy tzurot shel tmimut regila. Some things are just going to be totally lost, and that there is something just very pure. For instance, if you look at all of the 6 million Jews that died reciting Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, not doing anything and not really being able to do anything, and just being meekly silent and accepting their death and knowing that this is what God wants. There's something so overwhelmingly pure about that. And even though today it's not really fashionable, and that people would probably just fight to the last calorie in their body and just not allow that to happen, nevertheless, there is something lost when you don't have that absolute purity of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and you just say, well, let's just fight until we can't fight anymore. So there is something a little bit crass when you have courage and valor that's overtaking and becoming part of the new Israeli posture. At first glance, it looks really bad. And that we're exchanging all of these millions of Jews who are saying Shema Yisrael for Jews who are saying, let's kill. And it seems like we have lost everything that we've attained in the exile. This paradigm of purity that the Jewish people had was lost, and we haven't really gotten anything in its stead. And here Rabbi Cook is reassuring us and telling us that we're not at the end of the road with this valor, and this valor is going to a really super good place. This is only a temporary situation. And again, Rabbi Cook was talking about the antagonistic secular Zionists who had just unbelievable chutzpah of throwing all of the Torah and the religion and culture and everything that was Jewish and worthwhile out the window and trying to reestablish a culture predicated on secularism alone. So Rabbi Cook is saying that it's temporary. He says that by definition, this passion is going to develop into a great light. And again, the Rambam explains that the valor that people have to save the Jewish people, it's on the same scale as prophecy. It's the lowest realm and it's the lowest rung on the ladder, but it's the same ladder. And that when we see that the Jewish people have begun and we're just plugged in and we've got electricity and energy is running and we've got blood in our veins. So we know that what's happening now, this rejuvenation of the Jewish people is what is going to allow us to go forward until we achieve even Hazracha Elyonah Shel Or Chaim Anoveh Mimekoro Anisam Mirom HaRishon, that we're going to have full-fledged prophecy that is going to be reincarnated. So you could see the unbelievable, piercing, towering vision of Rav Kook, that when he sees antagonistic secular Zionists, he is able to identify their chutzpah as a revival of valor, which is the lowest rung on the ladder of prophecy, and saying, I'm sure, now that I see that we have the Jewish people resuscitated with chutzpah, the Jewish people will be resuscitated to the full extent. And we will also have, this is the same power that is returning that will end up in full-fledged prophecy. This is Or Chaim. This is the light of life. Hanovea mimekoro anisa marom rishon. And she yatbia bekochot tzura itana, memula begvorat kodesh yoter mikol ma shehatmimut habeinonit she'ina mo'ara kol tzarka mo'ara kodesh hatahor yechola litein. He said, this will reverberate and return, and we are going to have a new type of Torah scholars. No longer will a Torah scholar be identified as someone who is weak and meek. You know, they used to tell a joke in Europe. Today you tell, you don't even understand, well, what's funny about it? And there was a joke that if there was a woman who was limping, a person would stand up and say, well, why are you standing up for the woman who is limping? He said, well, if she's limping, she's going to end up being the wife of a Torah scholar, because no healthy woman would marry a Torah scholar. And the Torah scholars were all weak, meek, and only women that were limping would agree to marry them. And today, we have a new type of Torah scholar. We have Torah scholars that are on the front lines. On Shabbat, I was at a Kiddush of a Dayan, someone who is the level of a Dayan. He's a judge in the Israeli court system. And he just finished 4 months of Miluim in Aza, not as a rabbi, as just a regular soldier. And he had a Kiddush to thank Hashem that he returned safely. And this is a new type of Dayan, someone who is able to spend 4 months in Aza at war. His capability of learning Torah is also on a completely different level. His conceptualization is different. His understanding of people, his understanding of the world, his interaction with the world. It's a completely different interaction than someone who is totally spiritual. And this is what Rav Kook is explaining, that this power of valor that the Jewish people have is not going to remain just crass and antagonistic. But it's going to be part and parcel of who we are. And it's going to formulate a new type of Torah scholar that's going to be able to use and yield this valor for the sake of Torah, and having a Torah that has a super-powered chutzpah to it. And we're going to have like new chidushim that you have to have chutzpah and valor in order to have these new chidushim, a new Torah. Derech hazramatai poretzet gedarim imuchiket tzurot shel tamimut regila umavedet al yidei zeh otzrot chayim nisgavim alachora nishar hamatzav hayom kerach mikan umikan. Aval ein zeh ki im avar. Tekef anu tzuchim lageshet ala hazrachai elyona shel or hachayim anovea mimukora nisa merom harishon shiyadbiya bekocha tzura itana memulaa bimurat kodesh yoter mikol ma shatamimut abinonin sheinam uarak otzorka ma'or hakodesh hatahor yechola litein. Haideali shebemakor Yisrael olchim umitgalim. Now, just recapped what we said. Starting here, Rabbi Cook is saying a new concept. Ha'idealim shebemokor Yisrael olchim umitgalim. Here, Rabbi Cook is explaining that these are ideals. These are Jewish ideals. You shouldn't think that these are pagan concepts, and that even though the statues of Roman Greece show the muscles of the people, it doesn't mean that it's not a Jewish concept to have muscles, and that these are ideals that are flowing from the source of Israel, and they are appearing. And these ideals are rejuvenating the spirits that are able to receive them with the thunder of their valor. Because we're talking about a high-powered energy here. It's high voltage that's coming through the veins of the Jewish people, allowing them to attain a new posture, the posture of the proud Jew. This vitality is demanding a format so that it'll appear in the nitty-gritty of the real life. Kelim Rabim, it needs a lot of different vessels with which to contain it. Nishamot priot shel dor ra'anan. And here, Rabbi Cook is explaining that the newborn nishamot of the revival, these are the vessels that will contain this new light, which is upon Zion, which is the light of rejuvenization. It's the light of valor, having a Jew that is proud and able to use the aspect of valor as well as the aspect of chesed, charity. Yoshev al admato, v'azor b'gvurat yesha yamino. We're talking about a new generation. We're talking about a generation that is proud to live on its own land. And we are, as a result, we have the valor and the vigor with which to withstand what is necessary to save with our right hand. It's a very wow kind of expression. Let's go on. Hamigdash, hanevuah v'malchut v'chol tachsiseihem, sholchim eleinu et kavam. So now, Rabbi Cook is explaining that this power is coming from the source of the Beis Hamikdash. It's coming from the source of prophecy. It's coming from the source of Mashiach and kingdom. It's coming from all of these ramifications. And that the power that is instilling the soldiers is actually rooted in the power of the Beis Hamikdash, prophecy, and the kingship, because they're all coming from this source of light, Sholchim Eleinu et Kavam. So that when Rav Kook sees a soldier with valor, and as secular as he may be, he says, I see Mashiach, I see prophecy, I see the Beis HaMikdash, Sholchim Eleinu et Kavam. This is the way these concepts send us their light. Et Orama Zarua Be'eretz HaChaim. This is the way they show us their light, which is being sowed in the land of life. We'll stop for now at this point. I hope to continue tomorrow evening. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer. And if not, we will stop here. Stay safe. Shalom.